With talk of war in the air, songwriters are picking up their pens, guitars, and now laptops to try to capture the American mood. Many of the tunes are not your typical folk-sounding music. Critic Will Hermes has been listening to some current expressions of anti-war outrage that haven't been making it onto the radio.
Justice will be served and the battle will rage.
I was in the drugstore the other day when I heard Toby Keith's hit song, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. You know, the one about how kicking ass is the American way. And I realized that unlike the Vietnam era, when a tune like Barry Maguire's Eve of Destruction hit number one on the pop charts, you aren't hearing anything resembling anti-war songs on corporate radio these days. At first, I wasn't sure anyone was even writing them anymore. But as it turns out, there are quite a few musical voices opposing America's new call to arms, although like other forms of anti-war expression, they're mostly coming in under the cultural radar. Like the sermon on the mountain, says the dumb Britain's Chumbawamba are best known for their hit Tub Thumping, but their latest single, available free on their website, samples a 1960s folk song to denounce a 21st century war. In the name of the Father, maybe, but not in my name. New anti-war songs aren't always straightforward, which reflects the complexity of the times. Brooklyn's Ted Leo is a soul-searching punk rocker who takes a metaphorical world tour, only to find he has to bear responsibility for his country's actions. She laid her pontoons all down, so I crossed over, if you know what I mean. Then on the road to Damascus, yes, the scales, they fell from my eyes. The simplest lesson I learned at the Mount of Olives, that everybody lies. If Ted Leo seems partly inspired by the late Joe Strummer of The Clash, folk singer Dan Byrne takes his cue from two other political artists, Bob Dylan and Lenny Bruce.
Pakistan are thinking of trading nuclear bombs. Israel and the PLO, suicide's the way to go. Meanwhile, the lessons of 9-1-1 are clear. Let's blow up the Middle East. Smoking marijuana, AIDS, terrorists. Cuba's our enemy unless we need a prison camp. John Walker Lind could be your kid unless we get an economic stimulus package. And let's get that guy in Cleveland out, tied up.
Not all political singers sound so gregarious. On a soon-to-be-released track that she's been performing live, Dan Byrne's friend Ani DeFranco gives voice to a woman furious at her government, but so spiritually exhausted that she has to fight the urge to simply retreat from society.
Yeah, the goons have gone global and the CEOs are shredding files. And the Democrats and the Republicrats are flashing their toothy smiles. And Uncle Tom is posing for a photo op with the Oval Office clan. And Uncle Sam is rigging cockfights in the promised land. And that knife you stuck in my back is still there. It pinches a little when I sigh and moan. And these days I'm thinking I could just assume you lose the time alone.
Hip-hop is another great American folk tradition making powerful anti-war music, though you wouldn't know it from the champagne-swilling jokers on MTV. Sage Francis is a rap poet whose new EP finds the nation so hypnotized by TV saber-rattling that it's forgotten how to question its leaders. Our landscape. Can you count how many times so far I ran back the same damn tape while the cameraman creates news and shoves it down our throats on the West Bank with a 10-second clip put on constant loop to provoke U.S. angst. So get your tanks and load your guns and hold your sons in a family huddle, because even if we win this tug of war and even the score, humanity struggles. There's a need of blood for what's been uncovered under the rubble. Some of them dug for answers in the mess, but the rest were looking for trouble. Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast. Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast. And one of the most ambitious new rap recordings is Mr. Lyft's I Phantom, a concept album in which a man's spiritual struggle is cut short by a nuclear holocaust.
At last, the day of the blast, disaster, welcome to the hereafter. Government powers in conflict, in a world gone sick, and they're heavily equipped with arms to melt down cities and farms. The final stage witnessed the force of pure rage, while we were all at work trying to earn a wage. Their targets are unlocked, they're ready to engage, finally to put to use all of those years of bomb testing and biological questing for better ways to destroy and torment. Now let's feel what we've chosen to invent. Blast off, everybody staying clear. Missiles are in the air to sever and sear. Thugs, executives, and cops with tasers. Trees are dust, skyscrapers are vapors. Impact, now nothing is intact. Take cover, we're under attack. Delivering oblivion, one already hit, but look out, here comes another Earth Crusher.
Mr. Lyft's argument is what goes around comes around. And while the new anti-war songs have different takes on the specifics, all the artists seem to agree that promoting a culture of war abroad is no way to increase the peace. Like Yola Tengo, a veteran indie rock group from Hoboken, New Jersey. They recently got some kids together to cover a song called Nuclear War by the late jazz visionary Sun Ra. And it's a reminder of the days when geopolitics had children hiding under their desks. It's a little disturbing, but like the most effective anti-war songs, it needs to be.
Nuclear war, radiation, mutation, radiation, mutation, radiation, mutation, radiation, mutation.
That song, Nuclear War, was performed by Yola Tengo. Critic Will Hermes is a senior contributor to Spin Magazine.
Goodbye.